We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The race is on for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. Donald Trump held some events over the weekend in New Hampshire and South Carolina, and here's what he had to say about potential rival Ron DeSantis.
Florida was actually closed for a very long period of time. Remember, he closed the beaches and everything else. You know, they're trying to rewrite history.
Joining us live, Rick Klein, ABC News political director. A little tough to hear there, Rick, but I guess Trump likes to say that he's the guy who made DeSantis. In a matchup between those two, who do you think would be more likely to get the nomination in 24?
Yeah, it's fascinating because more and more Republicans that I've talked to are ready to move on from Donald Trump, and they feel like Ron DeSantis offers an opportunity. He is somewhat different. He brings some of the best aspects in their minds of Trumpism without some of the worst personality pieces of it, and he's forward-looking and 30 years younger than him. And clearly Donald Trump is worried about this. It's not stopping DeSantis from building out a team and doing what he has to do. I wouldn't expect that he would announce for a couple of months. He has a legislative session to deal with, and the name recognition that he's already built gets him so far. But you can tell that Trump is gearing up for it and basically itching for a fight. He was out there over the weekend, as you mentioned, in two different states, but if still he's the only major declared candidate for president. So he's kind of sparring with himself for now.
Right. Rick, do we know how popular Trump is among Republican primary voters? I mean, does he have a shot at winding up being the nominee, even if the GOP leadership isn't on board with him?
No question. And he's actually more popular and does better in polls the more candidates who are included in that poll. So in a head-to-head matchup with just, say, him or Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or even Mike Pence, maybe you see some real vulnerability. But if all of them run, plus maybe five or eight others, that's the scenario that got him the nomination last time around, back in 2015, 2016. And what he can do in sort of dividing and conquering is keep his loyal followers on his side. And if he's able to do that, then he is very much a threat to win the nomination again, despite the fact that many Republicans will say they want someone else to run.
Right. Are we, Rick, expecting a crowded field? Man, I remember those debates from when Trump was running the first time and he just sort of systematically removed everybody. Are we likely to see a crowded field again?
I think he's likely to have many challengers, yes. Now, is it double digits like it was last time? We don't know, especially in terms of, you know, serious candidates that can raise money. But I mentioned DeSantis and Haley and Pence and Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State. There's others like Senator Tim Scott who could run, Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota. You can quickly get into the double digits. And I do think that there's lots of ambitious Republicans who are looking for their shot and trying to answer something in their party that says, wait a second, let's not just go with Trump just because.
Right. I mean, they might have the general election on their minds, not the primary.
Correct. And again, this is a movie we've seen before where Republicans tried to make that argument against him in 2015. He proved all the doubters wrong. He wins the primaries in 2016, rolls on to the presidency. But despite that record, there's a lot of Republicans who are skeptical of him. They look at January 6th and the horrible events that Donald Trump continues to spread lies around and say this is someone that isn't necessarily the forward-facing future of the party. It's also someone who actually did lose to Joe Biden. And if Biden runs again, do you want to do the same thing twice?
Right. Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Always great to chat with you, Rick. We thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.